Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, it's Wednesday. We're halfway there.
That's
day
crazy.
Two. You know, we got that going for us. Yesterday, we'll talk more about it later in the show, but AB, you surprised your best friend and told her I'm moving in the same apartment building
I
as her.
Did.
How did that go?
She had no idea.
So it's an interesting decision to move into your best friend's apartment building and then never like consult her, ask her like, hey, we're going to be neighbors.
Yep.
So right. Did she freak out though?
She
and excited?
Freaked out. And then she was like shaking for the next hour and a half. Like she could not believe it. And she was just calling everybody she knew.
That's awesome.
I got a FaceTime.
I got a FaceTime, yeah.
What? I didn't get a FaceTime.
I got a FaceTime. I was at Aldi. We were like doing some grocery shopping and then I answered it. You guys were in, it looked like you were in the apartment.
Yeah, we were in my apartment. My mom came a couple hours before I told my best friend and she was helping me measure everything.
Oh, but you don't move in and you don't live
there
yet. I
don't move in until in 2 weeks.
Because it's open already, they're just kind of flipping it?
Yeah, they were like, we'll give you the key for like 2 hours.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's super exciting. We'll talk more about it and the big change and where she's moving to and the area and all that kind of stuff. But it's in at 8:55. So that's awesome. Hannah, how was your day?
Not as exciting as that. I guess the most exciting thing is I accidentally cut my finger.
No.
I'm being a really big baby about it. I like can't use my right hand because I cut my finger really bad.
Like a paper cut?
No, I accidentally cut it with a razor. Like really deep.
Like let's see it. I can barely. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It looks like a paper cut.
It hurts really bad.
It looks like a slight. It looks like a paper cut.
It does look like a paper cut, but paper cuts hurt.
Paper cuts do hurt for like 10 seconds.
Fun fact, there's actually still a lot of things I don't use my middle finger on my left hand for because of my ulcer. I couldn't use it for a month. And so, like, when I'm shampooing my hair, I look like I'm giving someone the middle finger the whole time. And I don't realize it.
Somebody
pointed it out to me the other day, and I was like, why do
Someone's
I do that?
Watching you in the shower?
It was Elizabeth, my best friend.
Oh, interesting. That is a thing. And a whole different conversation. And I also just talk about how, like, you said you had a paper cut and hurt really bad. And then she's like, well, did you have an ulcer?
Yeah, exactly.
And you just pointed it out and, like, really just made you feel bad. Like, well, remember when I had an ulcer?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This cut might not be large. But it's deep.
It's basically the same as like the surgery that AB had to have for her ulcer.
Do you want me to burn it off for you 3 times?
Okay, you win.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I want to say congratulations to Bernard Snyder and Joe Cartwright, who just got married in Austin, Texas last week. They are both in their late 90s.
Dang.
Joe is 96 and Bernard 98.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he said he got up the nerve to ask Joe out on a date a while back. They started having dinner together at their retirement home. Both are widowed. They never expected to get married again, but they both clicked. They both fell in love and they got married at the retirement home in the courtyard. Their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren helped put the ceremony on. But how sweet is that?
When we delivered Valentine's for those living in senior citizens facilities, they go all out, man. They go done up. They go big. And they know how to party. So that's a wedding that everyone probably wanted to be invited to.
Right.
No kidding. Where's my invite?
Yeah, right? We need to get an invite next time. We'll give a toast. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
If you love City and you love soccer, we have something really cool for you to win here in a second. But first, the poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. when you're on like a walk and it's night out, because now it's getting like darker faster, the lights are on, you could peer inside. Is it just your neighborly duty to look inside and creep, or is that creepy and not okay and inappropriate?
Okay, I know none of you are going to believe me, but I don't look in the windows.
No way. Really? I don't believe
I will
you.
Look in your shower to see what products you're using, but I'm not going to be creepy and stare in your windows.
Really?
That's
really?
Where I draw the line.
Okay.
No, I do it. You're
Kevin.
Walking by. Well, you're walking by.
Yeah.
If you walk by, you can't help it. It's the light you see. If you see somebody walking in around, you know, some people are starting to put their trees up too now because it's getting that time of year. So
I feel like Christmas decorations are a separate point of conversation.
You're like, if you're looking at like, oh, how do they do their kitchen? And like, oh, the color
of
the cabinets are.
Yeah. I mean, if they have their Christmas tree in their front window with the blinds open, they're asking you to look at it. But if they're eating dinner with their family or watching TV, they don't want you to look in there.
I feel like I unintentionally do it. Like, it doesn't feel creepy. I've never really thought twice about it, but I do think that I look in.
I definitely look in. I'm like Kevin. I'm like,
yeah.
What kind of cabinets they got for their kitchen? What kind of layout do they have? And like, then I just start settling in. Man, they did a real nice job. One day I want to get a nice kitchen like them. I want to get a nice family. Look at how they hung up their TV. They got a real big TV.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, what are they watching?
Yes, I'm the same
you
way.
You really go in on it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it's just like an old guy thing where you just like look around and then like think to yourself, what a better life they have.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Joe, we're going to play Hannah's homeschool. You versus Hannah, pop culture quiz showdown. Are you a pop culture genius, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I have my competition today.
It's like that. All right, Hannah, leave the room so the genius can work. I'm going to ask Joe 5 questions Hannah cannot hear. When she leaves the room, she is gone. Joe, it's time to go to work. Grammy nominations came out. Name an artist that was nominated for Best Album.
Oh, Best Album. Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Congratulations. Got first one. There we go. I felt like Joe was thinking, which artist do I want to choose? Because he knew everyone that was nominated for Best Album. We finally found out what the fate of Kevin Costner's character on Yellowstone. What is his character's name?
Ooh, that one I do not know.
Okay. You want to just throw out the first name that's common or any name that you like?
Billy.
Billy, okay. This Titanic star just turned 50, had a big star-studded birthday party.
Would that be Leonardo DiCaprio?
All right. Who has the most Grammy nominations ever? Big-time artist.
I was all confident before, now I'm big-time artist. Would that be Whitney Houston?
All right. And then Megan Fox is having baby number 4. Who is she dating? Who's going to be the baby's dad?
That one I do not know, I can tell you.
All right, so what did we finish with two out of 5, Joe.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah,
these were really hard. All right, we're all going to bring Hannah back in and see if she's feeling genius like Joe, too, as well. All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio. Joe, the pop culture genius, just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Joe, did you feel like they were hard?
I did.
Okay, they are tough today, I feel like.
Okay, a little intimidation. I see what you're trying to do.
I feel like we have Joe got 2 out of 5, and he's a pop culture genius. So, you got to bring your game. Got to get at least 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Grammy nominations. I'm just going to handle the same questions I asked Joe. Grammy nominations came out. Name an artist that was nominated for Best Album.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is correct. Joe got that right with Sabrina Carpenter, by the way. Mm. All right. We finally found out the fate of Kevin Costner's character on Yellowstone. What's going to happen to him? What is his character's name?
John Dutton.
John Dutton is correct.
Don't give me any spoilers. I've been like wondering if I wanted to continue watching Yellowstone, but the fact that you just brought him up makes me want to watch it to figure out what happened.
Well, if you're wondering if Kevin Costner watched his own faith, he did not. He didn't even watch the episode, he said. Man, he really hates those guys.
Wow,
he publicly made the statement, I'm not watching.
Okay, well, I'm assuming he's not in it then.
This Titanic star just turned 50 with a star-studded party.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. Who has the most Grammy nominations of all time?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah. And Megan Fox is having baby number four. Who is she dating?
Machine Gun Kelly.
5-4.
Wow.
5.
Wow. Easy as that.
Damn, Joe, you said they were hard, but Hannah came to play today.
I know.
Joe, you know what you got to do? You got to say, this is Joe and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Joe and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending on today, on this Wednesday on the Brett Mega Show. I'm going to read a headline. Hannah tells me to keep it moving past the headline. Headline doesn't do it for her. She's bored. She doesn't care about the story, or she'll ask for more details. We'll cover all the trending stories over the next 2 minutes. Kevin is going to kill you if you pass in the story. Just a warning.
What?
The Toy Hall of Fame added 3 new toys.
Oh,
so the Hall
come
of
on,
Fame.
Hannah.
It's your call, Hannah.
All right, Kev, we'll take it.
Thank you.
Love ya.
The card game Phase 10. I love Phase 10.
Phase 10, really?
Made it.
Wow.
Transformers made it.
Yay.
And My Little Pony made it.
About time.
Yeah.
Things that did not make it. Apples to Apples. Pokemon trading cards.
Ooh.
Toy trucks didn't make it.
What?
Remote controlled vehicles, the stick horse, trampolines, and even old school balloons.
Take out wow. Phase 10.
No, Phase 10 deserves it, man.
I don't even know what that is.
Put in apples what? To apples. That is a crime.
Phase yeah. 10.
Who do I write about this?
It's a competitive game, man.
Yeah.
An incredible auction for Star Trek items achieved out of
no,
this world.
No, we're done with toys.
Poor Kev.
No, we're
I tried
done.
To go two for two for you, man.
I'm
really
mad
did.
About the apples to apples.
Thanks, Hannah.
Of all the gatherings we attend all year, which is our favorite gathering?
What one?
What do you think it is?
4th of July?
That's what I thought, 4th of July or Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is number one on the list. Yeah, the most popular gatherings we attend are all coming up right now. It's Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, and then holiday Christmas parties are like super well attended, actually. More than anything else.
And there's alcohol and food.
Yep.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving dinner is number one, most attended, most looked forward to event. The 10-3-2-1-0 pre-sleep routine is now going viral to help you sleep at
that
night.
That just seems too complicated. Keep it moving.
All right. I think it's going viral because of its simplicity, but that's interesting. It's
like I don't remember all those numbers, 90210. I don't know.
When a man and a woman are having a conversation, who's more likely to laugh?
Ooh, the woman?
All right, so they had 1,200 cases. Found that both sexes laugh a lot, but females laugh 126% more.
I than believe guys. That because they probably feel awkward. Yeah.
Do you think they're like forced laugh? I just like because guys are so funny.
No, I think they feel uncomfortable, so they're like.
Brett better keep it, keep it.
See,
Brett better
I'm
keep
laughing.
It moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. This happens every 31 seconds in the U.S.
I'm going to say that someone sneezes.
Sneezes, all right.
Ooh. I think it's, I'm going to go nice. Someone says thank you.
Oh. Right.
Okay, I'm going to go not so nice. Someone dies.
Someone dies every 31 seconds?
I think it's more often than that.
I don't know the statistic on that because it's not the correct answer.
Okay, all right.
So I don't know the death toll. Maybe that will be tomorrow's Megamind, so maybe just submit that as your guess. It is a negative thing, so it's not a positive thing. Happens every 31 seconds in the U.S. What do you think it is? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Megaminds.
All right, Megamind question of the day answer. We got a few of them, actually, because we're like, hey, what is the, how many people die every second? Because people were, AB had guessed that and we didn't know the answer. Did somebody text it and looked it up for us?
Yeah, some of our listeners texted in and looked it up for us. 2 people die every second.
Ugh.
That is
jeez.
Horrible.
Yeah.
All right, good to know. All right.
Dead people just racking up.
Guys, this is more bad info coming your way because this happens every 31 seconds in the U.S. and I said it's not good news.
Marsh texted in and said someone poops. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I didn't say it was. It's not the answer. Marsh said that.
Molly says car accidents. Nurse Terry says car theft. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say cough. Are we getting close?
Somebody got it. Who said the car theft?
car theft. A lot of people have said that, but Nurse Terry was the one I read.
Seconds. I don't think about that, guys. A car is stolen every 31
Whoa.
Seconds. So just think about, is your car still there? Maybe not. Probably not,
great.
Actually.
Now I have anxiety.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
Picture this, and I want to know your honest answer, what you would really do. You get a knock at the door, your home. Let's say by yourself. Just you are the only person there. Knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. What do you...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do like what's the next step?
Drop to the floor and hide.
This happened to Hannah recently, and that's what you did, right?
Yeah, I was actually dog sitting by myself, and someone was at the door, and I freaked out. Like, I almost didn't want to like watch the dog anymore because I was freaking out. I hate when people come to the door. I think it's so scary. It doesn't matter if I'm in someone else's house, if I'm in my own home. I never, ever, ever will answer the door if someone's there that I'm not expecting. Zero reason I will.
I'll like always go to the top of the stairs and try to look down and see if I can see who it is before.
Nope.
Because sometimes it'll be like a neighbor or something and I'll
Doesn't
open
matter.
The door. But if
so
it's
like,
just like...
So you won't go to the door. You'll like look, like peer in.
Yeah. I don't want them to see me.
So you don't even go. So Hannah drops to the floor. You like... go from the top of the staircase so you can kind of see through like a window
of
some sort.
And if
sort.
It's some type of worker or door-to-door, I'm not answering. I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. We have like a window at our door that you can kind of see through so you can kind of tell, hey, do I know that person? Is this a delivery person or something like that? Because I've been swindled before opening the door.
What?
What happened?
Wait, what?
Well, years ago, somebody was going door-to-door selling Windex. And they were, you know, and to make them go away, to let them, I bought it. I spent $40 on a box of a little, you know, spray bottle of Windex, and it still chaps me.
It still gets mad.
So it's one of those things where it's like, well, sorry, you've ruined it for everybody. I do not answer the door anymore.
Oh, Kevin.
There was a guy, the same kind of thing happened to me. I always answer the door. I'm the only one.
You would.
Yeah, like someone knocks the door, I answered it. I feel like it's rude. I'm home. I feel like it's rude to ignore this person who, you know, is working real hard, going door to door, hustling. And there was a guy telling me about, like, he had this program and was helping people. And my wife said, like, close the door, wrap it up with him. And I, like, literally listened to his whole story for, like, 15 minutes. And she's like, what was that? Didn't you see this viral story that this is a big scheme that's going around? And I'm like, no, I guess that my algorithm didn't cover this viral scheme about the door-to-door thing. And this man seemed like a nice gentleman, and I didn't want to cut him off. He had his whole speech. I listened to the whole speech. I didn't buy it, Kevin, but I did listen to the whole speech.
Well, isn't that worse? I mean, you know,
you just wasted his time.
Exactly.
Now, I have no problem saying no to someone's face, but I wanted to not be rude. No, I think it's
all
rude
around,
to hide.
No, and it's not even that I don't want to deal with the annoyance. It's, for me, it's fear. Like, I never want
to
be...
What do you think is going to happen? You think someone's going to come after you?
I mean, you're opening your house and yourself to a stranger. Absolutely not.
When I open up the door, they go, oh, this guy's broke. We're not going to steal anything from this dude. I feel comfortable there. Do you answer strangers' phone calls then?
No. If I'm not expecting it, I'm not answering.
Random phone call? Anyone else?
No. No. Because you can see the number now, and you're like, don't know that number.
I say,
you've answered them in front of us, Brett.
You're like, I yell at you every time. I'm like, stop. This is how your credit card gets hacked.
I literally yell out, oh, who's this? And then I answer it, hello? And then usually it's nobody important, and I'm like, oh, I got to go. Bye. That's what you do. You just say, I got to go. Bye. Like, I don't
know,
get it.
No, Brett. Then they'll use that voice, translate it into something else, and then next thing you know, all your bank accounts are drained. I'm telling you, that's how it goes.
And your wife thinks you're dead.
Yep.
Whoa! That's how it works?
Yeah.
No way. Am I the only person who answers the door? Or are you like, hey, the guys, like, Brett, you never answer the door for strangers. What do? Stranger knocks at the door. What's your next step? 314-531-9898. Everyone thinks I'm crazy because I answer the door if somebody knocks on it. That's what you do, I thought I was the normal one, but actually I'm the only one here on the Brett Mega Show that if a stranger would knock at their door, they would answer it. What would you do? 314-531-9898. Hannah had this happen the other day, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was alone, and someone knocked on the front door, and I immediately freaked out.
She jumped on the ground and hid, like army crawl.
Army crawl.
I was, like, ready to call 911.
I was like, but I thought that was crazy, but it seems like that's more and more common. Oh, my God, there's a knock at the door. Run and
hide. I'm not expecting it. Like, absolutely not.
What do you do if you get a knock at the door from a stranger? Megan, you work from home. This is happening all the time to you, huh?
Yeah, I work from home, and you can see me from the front. My office is on the front window.
Ooh.
And so I feel like I have to answer the door, but the dog's going crazy. I'm on a Zoom call. I have to turn my camera off, put mute on, go answer the door, tell him to go away so I can get back to work. It's just frustrating because if I don't answer the door, the dog won't stop barking. So,
based off of obligation, and they can see you. It's like, don't answer it. You're just staring at them, which is super awkward.
Or you can point at your laptop and be like, hello.
Yeah.
I guess that is an option. Okay. Thank you so much for the call. You know what you need to do is you need to do what Chris does. Chris, what do you put up at your door?
I have a sticker on the front of my, right above the doorbell, that says no soliciting.
Oh.
And it kept all the religious people away and people selling magazines, everybody. So the only people that are come to my door, that knock on my door, are the important people.
Just put up a sign, no solicitation, and that really does scare people off. So then, if you do get a knock on the door, they are either there for a purpose or to kill you.
True.
You have not.
I get my 100-pound golden retriever to get them.
There you go.
Right. Got yourself a little guard dog. Teresa, what do you do if you get a knock at a door from a stranger?
The very first thing I do is check my camera before I even get off the couch. I'm like, who is at our door?
Ring cameras are the best. You can actually talk to people through the Ring as well. Lots of people are texting that in.
What do you do then? I'm not home? Is that what you say through the Ring camera?
Yeah, because you basically can check it.
From anywhere? Mm-hmm. So you're like, I'm not, and you could just make up a whole life
then?
I'm at the grocery store, even though you're sitting on the couch, like, binge watching.
That wouldn't be good, though, to be like, oh, yeah, I'm not home. Doors open. Like, no, don't say you're not home.
My neighbor was at the door recently, and I was like, hey, Paul, our neighbor's at the door. Like, I was like, do I get up and answer it?
We're at the point of we don't know if we're going to answer for neighbors now.
No.
No, wow. We got up.
Barely. Guys, I'm the only, we're going to be Wall-E now, guys. Yep. We're going to be living in a world where we barely talk to each other, except for me. I'm old school. I still roll my window down, too, guys.
You can talk to me, but not at the front door.
This is one of my favorite things that we do as a family for the holidays is take the kids on the Polar Express. It is so cool at Union Station. Union Station really transforms into, like, the train station that takes you to the North Pole to see the big guy.
That's what's so cool about it, too. It's not just about the train ride itself. It's about, you know, waiting. It's about, you know, Santa's workshop. It's about all the cool stuff that's there as you board the Polar Express.
I mean, I'm very much looking forward to this. What a perfect way to kick off the holiday season.
If you want to help kick off the holiday season with us Monday, November 18th, we're going to have our own Polar Express for you to come on and join us and take the ride to the North Pole, drink some hot chocolate, sing some songs, and read the story that is a classic, the Polar Express, 314-531-9898. Caller 18. We'll make sure you get hooked up and get a ticket to the Polar Express. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The winner of the sexiest man alive says his wife will have him pick up extra chores around the house. I'll share who that is in just 3 minutes.
There really is something magical about Christmas, and we're all going to kick it off this holiday season at the Polar Express at Union Station on November 18th. Megan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really great.
Well, Megan, congratulations. You're going to be on the Polar Express with us.
So excited to have you on board.
How old are your kids?
9 and 6.
Oh, my God. This is like the perfect age. They're going to love it. They're going to be dancing and having so much fun. And you got to get like the matching PJs and everything.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
This time of the year really is the best. Holidays are coming up, decorations are going up, and People Magazine released their Sexiest Man of the Year. And it was officially announced last night during Stephen Colbert's late night show. He delivered who was voted in for the title of People Magazine's Sexiest Man.
Without further ado, Joe, a drum roll, please. This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
I think this is awesome. I feel like everything I've seen, people are like, yeah, we get it. I've been seeing like Office Crush. He's our Office Crush.
Jim from The Office is now People's Sexiest Man.
I love
it. Hey, Jack Ryan, man. He's Jack.
Now he's Jack Ryan. Yeah. He couldn't have won it when he was Jim from The Office.
I think Jack Ryan really upped his score. Yeah. People love
I don't know who Jack Ryan is. I only know him from The Office. So.
But don't you think that's good enough? He's a little cutie.
Yes, absolutely.
He wasn't hot enough when he was Jim from The Office. He needed to be like, you know, put on the muscle to be Jack. Jim was enough for me.
Well,
Jimmy over there.
I think his personality also helps as well.
I do love him.
If you can't tell how cute he is just in person, listen to his reaction about winning.
Just immediate blackout. So the brain just turned off, actually. Zero thoughts other than maybe I'm being punked. And then after that, it was just, it was a full surreality. That's not how I wake up usually thinking, is this the day that I'll be asked to be Sexiest Man Alive? And yet, it was the day. You guys did it. You guys really raised the bar for me.
Yeah, people are really excited. Last night, before we officially knew this, though, there was a list of like people who it could have been, and people were circulating the internet, and Benny Blanco was one of those people, and people were pissed.
I was not happy.
Like, if Benny Blanco wins, this is rigged, and I'm never voting again, and you're not listening to the people, and it was bad.
Can I complain about this, though, because I got to complain about something, because it's me. People now does, like, too much. It's like sexiest summer star.
I love all of it. I'm like tuned into all that stuff.
It's so annoying. Like Benny Blanco made that list. He was like sexiest like boyfriend of Selena Gomez.
Yes, exactly.
Like it was the weirdest. They have a category for everything. Like what? Can we just have the sexiest man alive, the big announcement?
People don't care about the other categories. They just care about the main one.
Yeah, there's 100 categories. Literally, there is like the sexiest man who commutes over an hour, and Kevin won that thing.
Hey, that's whatever it takes.
Yeah. This is Bananas Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
All right, if you have an engagement ring, say that in this scenario exactly is a $70,000 engagement ring, so it matters. Because sometimes I feel like people are just like, oh, if you break up and the engagement doesn't happen, you're supposed to give the ring back. Who would want that ring? But if the ring is $70,000, let's pretend you want it. Okay, everyone would want a $70,000 ring.
Right.
Who gets to keep it if the person who proposed, the man in this situation, is the one who decided this relationship doesn't work for me and the woman wanted to stay in the relationship?
Ooh.
314-531-9898. Have you ever been in that situation where you got into an argument about the engagement ring or had to make a decision, like you were engaged, the engagement didn't work out, broke up? What did you do in that scenario? And was it a $70,000 ring? Because I think most cases, you don't care. But when it's $70,000, people care.
People are going to care. Both parties are going to care in this. But so sorry, dude, who proposed. I'm keeping the ring. Yeah, absolutely. If you give your partner something, it doesn't even matter if it's your partner. If you give someone something, that's theirs to keep. He trusted her enough when he proposed. That's it. There's no going back.
I disagree. I think he deserves to get the ring back because what is the woman going to do with it? She's either going to sell it or keep it for no reason.
She wants to be in the relationship. That doesn't matter to you?
It doesn't matter.
She is saying
the relationship's
still over.
It doesn't matter if she's still committed. He's not. So
what if
I think
he cheated? And there's an area they're both. Yeah, like he cheated and it's like, hey, I'm in love with somebody else. Give me that ring back.
She didn't do anything wrong. Why should she have to give the ring back?
I think if there's cheating, she could probably keep it.
Okay, so that's where you draw the line.
And then I'd probably sell it and keep that
money.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But if there's not cheating, I think he deserves to have it back.
Okay.
I think for $70,000, I mean, that's a lot of money. And I would be, if I were the woman in the situation, I would be like, I can't take that much money from you. There's no way. Because
if you leave me, I'm taking the money.
But I mean, it's like, okay, I know.
So like, if you broke up, so you would consider that, like, hey, I'm breaking your heart, so here's $70,000. Keep the engagement ring.
It's like that's what you like. It's like a payoff. No, that's not how that works.
I kind of think that makes sense a little bit because he's making the decision to end this relationship.
Now, if he said, "I'm ending this," please keep the ring.
Well, no, he wants.
Now, obviously,
it back.
He didn't say that.
Yeah.
I would think that just because, you know, you got to think about the years they'd been together or the time they had spent together, it'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to take this guy's money. Somebody better will come along. This is going to be bad juju down the line.
Yeah.
Let him take the ring.
So the court stepped in because they heard this and because I always thought the rule was it's the woman's then at that point because he gifted it. And once it's a gift, it's theirs. But I guess it's like a contract. They're saying this is an engagement ring to get married, and if you don't get married, you didn't fulfill your contract, and so it's whoever purchased it gets
get
it back.
Huh.
Yeah, it gets it back. That's how the court ruled this. But I did think who decides to break up with the person should matter. She's saying, I'm still committed. I want to walk down the aisle to you. And he's saying, I want to end it. And when it comes to ending it, that means you have to consider those things. Maybe he wants to get married so he can get
I don't think the price matters in this at all. I know people are going to argue that, but it was his choice to buy the $70,000 ring. He gave it to her. That's it.
And then he decided to leave. I think I agree with Hannah. I think that like this is a choice that you are making. You're making a choice to walk away, and that means you can't ask for everything back. Like you want everything back. Like all the furniture, every like Chick-fil-A sandwich you guys ever split. Like what is this? Like you want it all back? 314-531-9898. Anyone ever been in a similar situation? Courts had to step in. He did call off the engagement. Should he get the ring back in this scenario? It's Y98 St. Louis. Such an interesting conversation about this $70,000 engagement ring. Its story is going viral because this couple had a $70,000 engagement ring and the courts had to step in and make a ruling on who gets to keep the engagement ring if the guy who proposed is the one who called off the engagement. And the courts ruled, said, hey, this engagement is like you saying you want to walk down the aisle and get married. If you don't get married, then the promise is off. You have to give the ring back because he's the one who purchased it. Paul, how do you feel from the male perspective? Do you think that the guy should have gotten the ring back or the woman who was gifted the ring should have been able to keep it?
I think the woman should be able to keep it. He broke the contract unless she cheated and then he gets the ring back.
Yeah.
See, like,
he cheated? No, she gets to keep the ring.
There's like, in their scenario, they both like accused each other like of like any kind of breakup. I feel like there's a lot of he said, she said. The reality of the situation is the person who said, no, we're not getting married, is the dude. He said, we're not getting married. She would have still walked down the aisle with them. And that matters to you. You're saying she's still committed to this agreement, this contract we have.
I'm with you, Paul. Right. She didn't do anything
wrong. It's a contract. Yeah, it's a verbal contract or, you know, or whatever you would want to call it, but it is definitely a contract.
Great points. Jane, you had a good point, though, that about this guy with the $70,000 ring.
Yeah, so you have to think about it differently. If you can afford to give a $70,000 to somebody, it's no different than you giving your wife a $1,000 ring. It's not the value of the ring. It's the point of the commitment.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit, Jane, but she basically said, if you can afford a $70,000 ring, you don't need it back.
Right.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is a good point when it comes to that. Let's say Michelle. Michelle, the guy calls off the engagement. Who should be able to keep the ring?
I think she should get rid of it to a pawn shop and take a vacation of a lifetime and then a shopping trip.
See, the courts are saying he gets the ring back. He bought it. He spent his money on it.
So?
I want to see Michelle in court. Like, no, bro, I already pawned it. But there is somebody online, Juliana. You're a wedding consultant. What's the etiquette when it comes to like engagements? Because this probably happens all the time in your world.
Unfortunately, it does happen way too often. If according to etiquette, she can keep it. However, you know, if it's a family heirloom, it's great grandma's ring, something like that. You really should give it back. But, I mean, if you do keep it, you can always turn it into something else. I've seen that happen as well.
Do most people end up keeping it? Because AB was under this, you know, pretense that you wouldn't keep it at this point. Do most people end up keeping it?
Not that I see. Most people do give it back. They usually have something to say about it. However, they do give it back and say, you know, I don't want this. I don't need this, whatever. But I've seen a few keep it as well. And like I said, turn it into a pendant or into several little somethings, depending on how big it is.
You know?
Those are big shopping sprees.
Maybe you're someone who didn't want to keep it. You know, like, what about this guy breaks your heart? Don't you want to, like, a little, like...
I don't want to remember that.
But you don't have to remember it. Like, you could pawn it, like Michelle said, like compensation for all the pain he put you through.
That doesn't help with the pain at all.
Oh, it doesn't? $70,000 helps with a lot.
Yeah, right. That helped me greatly.
I'm hurting right now.
Break my heart for 70 grand. No.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we'll read a headline that is trending, and then Hannah either tells me to scroll past that headline or she needs more details. Hannah, you had the people's sexiest man alive. Well, I have the bald men sexiest man alive.
Oh, all right. For the baldies, who is it?
Prince William finished number one.
No, absolutely
you
not.
Think, I'll tell you what. I think he looks great with the beard and the
really?
Bald. I'm a fan.
No,
the Rock finished two. Shaq at three.
Rock two?
Hey, where's Jason Statham?
Jason Statham did not make the list.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy? You know
ridiculous.
Who did make the list at number six? Danny DeVito, guys. Isn't that hilarious? Danny DeVito is number six on the list. Here's how many push-ups you should be able to do at every age.
Okay, how many?
How many push-ups do you think you can do?
A lot.
Wow.
I can do probably four.
Okay, well, you're not in shape.
No, sorry to I'm not.
You, sorry to the one who breaks it to you. In your mid-20s, 25 years old, for women, 20 push-ups. Do you think
I
you can do
that.
All right, we'll have to videotape Hannah doing 20 push-ups, see if she can do it. 28 for men. Me in my mid-30s, 35, you have to be able to do 19 to 21.
Ooh, okay, so like the same.
For 14 to 16 at 45 years old, 55, 10 to 12. Can you do 10 push-ups?
I can do 10 push-ups.
Kev!
Oh, I can. Okay, we got to see it coming.
I can do 10. I don't know if I can survive it. I can do 10.
I have a feeling that only AB is the only one who's being honest about where we're at.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
AB will get her camera on and be like, I will make a video putting you guys on blast.
I don't know if you could do one, AB. I could do one. Have a little faith in me.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll make a video. Is this the worst Wheel of Fortune guess ever?
What is it?
Okay, so a Wheel of Fortune contestant had an all-time bad guess. When the answer was, give yourself a round of applause, clearly like a classic saying, right. This guy guessed this.
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
No. What? Round
that's
of
not
sausage?
It. Over to Katina.
I like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Poor guy, I was probably just hungry.
I mean, what? What were you thinking? Give yourself a round of sausage?
Right.
Although that does sound genius.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds great, actually.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
How much would you charge to break your heart? Serious question. Like, what? Like, someone breaks your heart, shatters it, you're devastated. What do you think you would charge for that to happen? 314-531-9898. Especially if this is the scenario, because what made us think of this is this guy had a $70,000 engagement ring, and he called off the engagement. And Hannah had joked, like, for $70,000, break my heart. And her family immediately texted her, Hannah, I can't believe you said that. And AB said, what would your price be?
I think my price would be $500,000. Oh, my. Oh, wow. God. That's just ridiculous.
So I want you to answer the question in your car right now. You can either text us or call us at 314-531-9898. First answer that pops in your head. Everyone write down your number so you can't cheat. We know AB's is a $500,000. Everyone's writing down an answer. You text in yours. I'm curious what listeners also say. 314-531-9898. How much would you charge? You know your heart's going to get just shattered. What is the price of it? Everyone reveal. Kevin would do it for free.
For free?
I've had my heart broken many times in my life.
Okay.
Get used to disappointment. It's free.
Hannah says you do it for $10,000.
For 10 grand. I mean, yeah, I've been there, done that. I know I'll survive. Brett said 100 million. Oh, whatever, guys. Come on.
I don't know this feeling. I've been with my wife since high school.
And you don't want to know that feeling.
Yeah, you don't want to know it.
So, like, I don't really know. So, the only thing I can think of is I lose my wife. I don't think I could want that ever. There's not a single... I think think it would, I would honestly answer priceless. But then I thought to myself, like, I have to get enough money where my kids can live a completely different life and they're set. So, like, I know that my kids are okay would be like $100 million.
Yeah, see, and I was thinking more like, okay, where
so it's like a dating breakup? I couldn't, yeah. I can't even imagine
that's,
what that feels
that's
like.
What I was
you don't
thinking.
Even get a say in this yeah. then.
Because I think I would do a dating breakup for like, you know, like $50,000, but
no,
like,
no, it
really?
Ruins like it ruins so much in your life.
Really?
You get over it. I've been through this multiple times
Hannah
on the bathroom floor. Like, I just had a big breakup.
I don't,
a
it's not worth
breakup.
Having panic attacks for years.
Really?
Wow.
No.
Oh, wow.
$10,000 will solve it.
No, $10,000 is nothing.
This is where all
to me it's something. I just know I'll get over it. People get over heartbreaks,
or they don't.
Wow, this is completely, everyone has a completely different answer. Kevin's over here doing it for free.
I'm
like,
doing it for
who
free.
Who wants to break this guy's
look,
heart?
Look,
step right up like at the circus.
I don't want to do it for free, but unfortunately, I think that that's kind of the way it is. And you're like, you know, not that you get used to it, not
yeah.
that you want to get used to it or something like that, but I don't think you can put a price on a breakup. I mean, my God, if Sarah walked out, I'd be devastated. I'd be living in a box.
Right, yeah.
You know? So no.
I think it's different. So like, I was trying to imagine like the breakup. Like, and it was too hard for me to
yeah.
do. Like, I really was into somebody, and then we got broken up, and I was heartbroken. And then I guess like $50,000 for that, but like I don't know.
I'm sticking with my $500,000.
Okay,
maybe more.
Think about it for you. What is the price tag? You know you're gonna get broken up with. You know you're gonna get heartbroken. You walk into this relationship. Like I guess you have to like have memories and built it up happy, and you know it's gonna end. What would you charge? 314-531-9890. We are all over the place on our answers. This is such an interesting conversation. People are like, friends are texting us now. Like, what's the going price for a heartbreak? Like, if you knew your heart was going to get shattered, broken, devastated, what would you be willing to know? Hey, I'm going to do this. You're going to get into this relationship. It's going to end in heartbreak. But at the end of it, someone's going to cut you a check. And at the end of that check, what would you sign up to do it for how much? 314-531-9898. Kevin's like those people signing up for The Bachelor. He'll just do it for a rose. He said it's free.
I don't think you can really, you know, and maybe it's just the romantic in me. I think if you put a price on love, it just taints it. And I don't want to taint love because it taint worth it.
Oh, Kevin, you're so cute.
Have you ever seen those like Love is Blind?
I know.
Man, they'll sign up for anything on reality TV. To, you know, it's not going to end well. But at the end of the day, they cut those people a check and they get, you know, reality TV famous. What are people texting on the text line here?
I mean, people are all over the map on this. Someone says sliding scale based on the time investment. So the longer, the higher the price.
That's a good point, because like if you know it's going to end up in a heartbreak in like 2 years, like, or if it's going to be like a heartbreak in like 6 months, interesting.
Another person said, why pay when I get it for free? That's how I feel. Like, I've already been through this, so I'll take $10,000.
You would purposely be in a relationship knowing that it would end, and at the end of the, you only just get $10,000 for your devastation?
Yeah,
never in a million years.
Your price was the same as Colleen. Colleen, how much would you charge?
I would say $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to picture this though, guys. Someone has like one of those suitcases, like Howie Mandel.
Yeah, like, deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. And there's $300,000 sitting in front of you. You guys would say no deal.
Not worth it.
No.
Close the suitcase. Hannah would run up
you
and charge
the. You guys are crazy.
Charge the TV. Right. Yeah.
Well, I am at a point in my life that I am too old to get my heart broke and start over again.
Okay.
I'm never too old for a new vacation, a new car. No.
James actually thinks he knows the price for heartbreak. What is the price, James? You actually have it calculated.
So I have it calculated at $2.6 million. So it was about $1.8 million in marital assets. And about $8,000 a month in alimony after 15 years of marriage.
Oh, no!
Whoa!
Bro.
Yeah. And I was the one with the heartbreak. So, I mean, I agree with Hannah that you can get over it. And I have. And I found someone new. And cheers to that. But I also agree with Brett. When you have children and you're married and you think about, you know, the house you're living in and the cost of your life, someone can leave you, break your heart, and cost you $2.6
million. My number was $100 million, and I'm feeling better about this now. Not if I go over here and said that he paid $2.6 million, because AB said no one's going to pay that. But my guy James over here just dished out $3 million for it, like, and you know, for heartbreak. I feel
it can happen.
And I feel like, and James seems like he's doing great. $3 million's not enough. Like for me, like
Brett, you were blind with this.
Yeah, probably.
You just don't know.
AB,
Hannah's 10,000 like really makes me upset. Why?
Because she's like thinks like you don't take like the heartbreak that she went through more serious because it was so painful.
That's just like astounding to me considering you just went through a breakup.
I mean, I know I'll get through it, so 10 grand is fine.
No, that's crazy.
I'm over here doing it for free. All right?
Kevin's like a bachelorette contestant. He's like, I didn't sign up.
I just enjoy the ride. Thank you.
I do think that this segment really pointed out that like that heartbreak that AB has talked about on the show on multiple occasions.
It's very real.
We really hate that guy.
Even he did a number.
We are still commercial free, and that is free on Y98 St. Louis. All right, we are commercial free for this past hour. If you hung out with us on the Odyssey app, you just instantly qualified to see Taylor Swift in one of her last stops in Vancouver. How cool is that? It's like history making. Biggest concert tour of all time. You're going to be one of the last stops. You know she's going to make it special. All you got to do to qualify to win a trip to see Taylor's last show on the Eras Tour is to download the Odyssey app and listen for an hour on Y98. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Talking about Taylor Swift, I got a scary notification on my phone about Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. I'll tell you what's going on with them at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
It is now being reported that both Kansas City Chiefs football players and megastars Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are both victims to home robberies. Travis was the first one to get hit, and robbers broke into his Leawood, Kansas mansion through the back door and stole $20,000.
It's crazy that they're able to get away with it. Like, that feels like sometimes people go after celebrities. I feel like they don't usually get stuff. Like, wow.
Right. 20 grand? That's nuts. And so then the Mahomes family lives over on the Missouri side over in Belton and were also victims of this horrific crime.
Really?
It happened in the middle of the night, and reports from the Cass County Sheriff's Office say that police dispatched to the home shortly after midnight but found no signs of forced entry. At this time, officials say that they are still investigating this matter, but I just think this is crazy. This happened on a Monday night, like during a football game.
Yeah,
both homes got broken into.
Wow. It does feel like, you know, if it could happen to them, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
But people would break into my house and be like, well, there's nothing to steal here.
They would leave stuff.
They would be like, yeah, they'd probably actually feel bad for me.
They'd probably give me some stuff. They'd be like, jeez.
Yeah, that would be like, yeah, here's a donation.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get it. See if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct. 82% of women say a guy over the age of 30 should never wear...
Okay, I don't even know why I'm going to say this answer because I don't agree with it. I like it, but it's the only thing I could think of. Backwards hat.
Backwards hat?
Ooh.
Backwards snapback?
That's hot. I know. I like it. I'm into it.
Pretty much anything I wear.
Oh, so, I really like what you're wearing today. He's wearing like a little nude sweatshirt. Very cute.
That does. That is looking comfortable.
So this is okay to wear. I'm going to say a tank top.
Tank top.
Okay. I'm going to say neon colors.
Ooh.
A little off-putting.
No one got it. Mm. I have heard the backwards hat over the age of 30. It is not the answer we're looking for. 82% of women said a guy over the age of 30 should never wear this. That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. A survey asked women, 82% of them said over the age of 30, men should never wear what?
Lots of texts coming in with guesses. One of them says Disney characters.
No, man,
Disney stuff
respect,
on it.
Respect Mickey, man.
Trey says yoga pants.
Men?
Yeah. Dave said a sleeveless muscle tee. And then Haley, Vivian, Zoe, and Kalia are all listening in the car right now on their way to school. Mm. And they said both characters on their clothes and sports shirts from high school.
All like great
glory
answers.
Days.
Yeah,
stuff.
Glory days stuff. It's an earring.
Oh, yeah. Really? No.
Take out
that's
the earring,
no
guys. Yeah.
My dad's got an ear pierced.
Does he still wear it?
No, he claims it's not pierced. It's a double-sided freckle. He said that
since
the day I was
freckle.
Born. I've seen him wear a hoop.
Bob.
Just called on her dad, Bob, over there.
Mega Minds.
Life update. We always share any kind of updates that we have going on in our lives with you. And it's actually something she was keeping from her best friend for a very, very mm-hmm. long time. Actually, she's like one of your closest friends, like consider a sister.
Yeah.
And she was one of the last people to find out mm-hmm. the big news.
Yeah. So I am moving and I'm so excited. I've never not lived with like my family or friends, but I've wanted to live on my own for a while. And there was an apartment open a couple doors down from my best friend in her apartment building on her floor. And so I've been secretly, like I secretly went and saw the apartment twice. I brought my whole family with me the second time. I had to turn my location off. I was tracking her, making sure she wasn't coming home from work early. All this stuff, because I was like, if it fell through, she's going to be devastated that I told her. And so I signed the lease a couple days ago, and I had my friend bake cookies that said, hey, neighbor. And so I texted her when she was at work yesterday. I was at her apartment, and I was like, get home quick today. I have something to tell you. And she was, of course, freaking out. And her boss were, like, trying to figure out what it was. And her boss was like, do you think she has a boyfriend? And Elizabeth was like, no, are you kidding?
Absolutely not. She does not have a boyfriend.
She was like, that's not what's going on here. And so this was her reaction.
I got an apartment at the mall.
No, you didn't! Are you kidding?
No.
Doors down are from each other?
It's like quite a ways down the hall, okay. But like we still same elevator, like same everything.
Oh, you guys are basically like living in a dorm room.
Yeah. She told me, I know. We lived together junior year of college. She's like, this is going to be just like college. I'm like, I know.
I hope it's not, but hope it is at the same time.
I know. Right. She told me, she goes, I hope you know you'll never be alone. I was like, well, that's a scary statement.
That is so awesome. Like, I know how long you've been wanting this. This has mm-hmm. been... Right. Jeez, I feel like almost a year in the works of you finding your own place.
It's also been funny because my best friend Elizabeth, she's an interior designer. I know nothing about decorating. And I've been trying to go buy decorations for my apartment, all this stuff. And it's been so hard to not text her about that. So immediately after she found out, she like whips out her iPad and she's like drawing out my room. No. She's like, so this is what you need. I'm like, thank God I have you.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, because if you've been following along with the journey, maybe it actually gone a little quiet about it. She was actually looking to buy a house. Remember?
Yeah,
she
was house using hunting for a long time.
She was using her friend who had a crush on her as a realtor. She had gotten advice on that, if she should do that or not. And you decided to not because I felt like you weren't very committed to where you actually wanted to be.
It
you
was
kind of were all over the place,
decision,
it seemed like. Yeah.
And, like, I'm only renting this apartment for 8 months. And so, like, my lease is going to end up pretty much lining up with Elizabeth's, which is really nice. So it's not a major commitment. Like, a house would have been years and years.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was ready to, like, be like, okay, I'm here for 5 years.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. So end up surprising your best friend and then got a place in the same building.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But tell everyone how Kevin almost was the person who told her.
What?
So...
Kevin actually was the person that told her.
What?
Yes.
Shut up. No way.
How? Okay.
So on Elizabeth's birthday, Kevin texted her being like, happy birthday, whatever. Or no, Elizabeth texted Kevin on his birthday or something. And Kevin responded, this was 2 weeks ago. Just make sure.
I think Kevin almost swore. We don't have.
Just make sure that AB still makes it work /if/when she moves into your building, especially if she is on the same floor as you.
That's a Kevin text.
Elizabeth did not even think twice about it. She was like, I just kind of read it and was like, yeah, whatever. That doesn't really make sense. I guess that's Kevin. And then after I told Elizabeth, she goes, wait, dude, this is all making sense. Look at this text Kevin sent me. Oh. And I was like, no, he did not. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Kevin's never going to forgive himself.
That's right.
For
when you think of secrecy, you think of this guy right here. Right here.
I thought it was going to be my mom, not Kevin.
Oh. Kevin texted her and
Kevin.
Said, yeah, can't wait till AB moves in to that building with you.
So happy for you guys.
She even spoiled the same floor thing, too.
No.
And she had no idea.
I know.
God. Too funny.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You went back to college today.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.